This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. We're here again for day number whatever it is at this point. We're in the middle of the second week now of ForkFest 2020. You can go to forkfest.party, and that is where you can learn more about this event that continues until Sunday, the 5th. So there's actually, I heard last night, was hanging out at the Collins party tent, which is really kind of like the place to be after dark here. And it sounds like people are saying they've heard folks saying they're coming on Thursday, Friday. So there's going to be some of the folks who were here last week for the Porcupine Freedom Festival or last weekend are going back to work, right? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then coming back here on Friday. So we're going to probably see, in addition to this group of folks who comes here who aren't, you know, Liberty people necessarily, maybe some of them are, but for the fireworks that the campground does every Independence Day, there's going to be those folks coming to the park, but also a bunch of people are coming here specifically for ForkFest, at least according to some of the people I spoke with last night. So this may be, we may see a ramp up here towards the end of the week. But this
second wave.
Yeah, this beginning part of the week. It's Ian and Aria here, by the way, as we launch hour number three of our Wednesday night episode of the show. It's actually Tuesday as we are recording this. And Tim Pichot joining us here on the third microphone. Hey, Tim.
Hey, thank you for having me. It's my first time up here, actually, to New Hampshire just in general.
Yeah.
And I had a great time here. We came out here from the other West Coast crew,
right,
like Kingsley Edwards Afloat, also Aaron Nakamoto, Josh Dickerson.
Yeah, I got to meet them. They were cool. Super cool.
Yeah, no, next year we're going to try to really do it up, and now that we know that the lay of the land and what the deal is,
right,
so we're all sort of camping newbies.
Got plans.
We're all looking at buying fifth wheels and create a whole, like, roaming army of nomad.
That'd be amazing. So. That'd be so cool. So this is not over. If you're listening to us on Wednesday, you still have a chance to come up here for this weekend and enjoy some fireworks.
If they're listening on Wednesday, it's barely even started, right?
Yeah. I mean, this thing is it's a slow roll here this week, and that tends to be the case with ForkFest the last few years. Slow start, and then it builds up to a pretty awesome, you know, weekend. But we're doing things differently this time. This time it is happening after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. The ForkFest only week is happening after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Both events were happening at the same time last week. And, you know, it's hard to get some idea of how many people are here just for ForkFest versus just for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But a lot of folks
at the moment
didn't
we know.
Leave. Yeah, at the moment we know, right? So, but there also are some people who are only staying for a few days into this week and they're taking off. And Tim, that describes you. You've been here for what, 10 days or something like that? When did you get here?
Well, it's funny. I've been like evading all this mask BS. I've been like one or two steps ahead of it. So I was in Arizona where we didn't have a mandatory mask policy. I fly to upstate New York, and then as soon as I do that, they institute a mandatory mask policy.
No.
Then I end up leaving New York to go to the communist state of Massachusetts, where it was a complete police state down there outside of Boston. Like,
wow.
Probably 98% compliance. People wearing masks inside their cars. Like
that's
almost
so
everybody. Yeah, and then so as soon as I get to Massachusetts, New York institutes some sort of 14-day quarantine for Arizonans. So I missed that by one day, too. So I've just been one step ahead of this. But now there's a mask policy, and they just shut down water parks and the pools. And
where?
Yesterday, in at 8 p.m. last night, Arizona shut down the pools, shut down bars, shut down clubs, shut down water parks.
And how hot is it there right now?
It's like 108.
Jesus.
So 108, got to wear a mask. And
so they're gearing up for, the second wave of the coronavirus.
Put on your mask. Don't go into any sort of place where you could cool down. So you're going to die of heat stroke, but, you know, at least you didn't die of COVID. Oh, wait, they'll probably chalk you up to COVID anyway, just because.
Yeah, maybe I get arrested on the 4th of July for not wearing my slave mask.
So it's sad that you won't be here with us on Independence Day, Tim, but it was great to finally have you come up here to New Hampshire, and it sounds like you really had a good time.
I did, yeah. I've got to go back and see my kids, so, I mean, obviously that's, you know, there's some more pressing issues, but
bring them up next time. There's lots of kids here on this campground.
Well, there's another party involved in that decision that put the kibosh on certain things. But, you know, I will try to bring them up to Jackalope because that's only, like, an hour and a half north. I've never been there either. So
okay.
So I'm taking this opportunity where the government says don't travel, quarantine yourself to go to all the places.
Go hang out with people.
2 years ago.
Very cool. Now, you are an advisor, a financial guru. You know your stuff when it comes to finance and investments and things like that. What's going on out there in the finance world right now? It's some crazy stuff, right?
Yeah, and first off, I mean, you should always do your own research. You shouldn't just trust anybody because they're saying something on here. But, you know, a little bit of what I've managed to accomplish thus far is I did bet against the S&P 500 in January for my on behalf of my clients, where I used a small percentage of their portfolio to bet against, to really hedge and limit the risk on the other portion of their portfolio. Long story short, what that means is I got almost all the gains last year, and at the worst of it was down 3.5 to 5 this year. Now we're actually up year to date, and actually now we're pretty heavy into cash because I think this market's way overvalued. And so in terms of financial advisors, it's funny that someone from this community was the one that probably nailed it more than just about any, not to toot my own horn, but where things are going.
Well, somebody's got to do it, so you might as well.
If you're not willing to, sell yourself, then who's going to do it? So, that I think that's my saying. But, take a look what was going on with this whole coronavirus thing. So I was at Anna Capoco gave a speech February 11th. I'd highly recommend you guys go to my either library channel or YouTube channel to go check that out.
What is that?
It was a speech that I was...
Where is the channel?
It's the Liberty Advisor, so it's like Tim Pichot. It's probably hard to spell, but just type in the Liberty Advisor.
Okay,
you're going to find it with an OR at the end. But essentially, that presentation that was given 9 days before the stock market high talked about how the corporate bond market was about to blow up. And what I mean by that is, so you have the stock market, which is taking ownership in the company. Then you have the bond market, which is where you're lending money to a company. Now, half of the investment-grade bonds prior to this was one notch away from junk. And then historically what happens is when you have a recession, about 30% of those bonds will go from investment down to junk. Mm. And so my thesis was, well, once this starts kicking off because of all these index funds or people just blindly buying all the bonds out there through these, when the index fund is instead of buying like an individual bond, you'll buy like an entire basket of all the investment grade bonds.
Okay.
Or all the...
Thanks for explaining that. I appreciate that. Like, I don't know these things.
And so my thesis was, that I said on stage was, well, essentially now because of this proliferance of ETFs, which wasn't really a big deal in 2008, and now it's just massive. What was going to happen is when these companies would go from investment grade down to junk, then those funds would be forced to sell because they can only hold on to investment grade bonds. Then when they sell, it would then create a cascade of other selling that would happen.
Like a race to the bottom kind of thing?
It would be all this forced selling, and it would create an absolute, basically like Mad Max type scenario in the financial system. But what this coronavirus did is it let the Federal Reserve for the first time ever started buying individual bonds, started buying ETFs, which is basically illegal for them to do. And then I have a list right here of the top 10 bonds that they were buying. So number one was actually Toyota. I mean, not even American company. I mean, so how is that going to help out, the average person? Then Volkswagen. Actually, it was a tie for number one between Volkswagen and Toyota. Daimler. Then we've got AT&T, so maybe they can help them build
more. So
the
Federal Reserve is buying bonds for mega corporations, international mega corporations.
Yeah, next up in the list is Apple.
Essentially a bailout, right?
And Apple has, I don't know what the number is, probably $200 billion in cash, and they're one of the richest companies in the world. Why does the Federal Reserve have to buy their bonds? And when they buy their bonds, let's say, not that Apple's going to go bankrupt, but then you take ownership basically in the company. If one of these companies defaults, then you own the company. And so the Federal Reserve can create money out of thin air, and then if things default, now
they get a piece.
Yeah, and I mean, Thomas Jefferson even said way back in the day, if we ever allow a private central bank to issue the currency and credit of our nation, we'll be homeless on the continent our forefathers conquered, because they get to take money that never existed, buy real assets, and then own the world. I mean, this was a bank robbery. This was a bank robbery that happened, but they pacified us, giving us $1,200,
right.
They absolutely raped us, seven ways to Sunday.
And it's just getting started, right? They're going to keep this going.
Yeah, and this is tinfoil hat type stuff that if you were to tell somebody that this was going to go on like 4 months ago, every mainstream economist would have laughed. Other companies, GE is on here, Ford, Comcast, BMW. I mean, BMW is a German company. I mean, why? And then what companies do is they use that money to buy back their own stock. Now there's less stock outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of like if somebody loses, 1,000 Bitcoin, now those 1,000 Bitcoin are out of the market and Bitcoin becomes more scarce. And so by making less stock available, the stock price is all things relative would go up. and the CEO's pay is mainly based upon
the stock price.
Because a lot of these guys are like, oh, I'm only taking a dollar because we're getting this big bailout. Mm-hmm. Well, the dollar is a smokescreen because the real money comes from all the options that they're granted by having their stock prices go up. So this was I'm calling this a bank robbery, this pandemic bank robbery.
Amazing. Thank you for summing that up so efficiently. I really appreciate it. I know you've got to run. Tim, plug your website.
It's thelibertyadvisor.com. I can help people out who got in early on crypto, you know, avoid capital gains, doing all sorts of stuff. I can do the traditional stuff, crypto IRAs. I mean, I'm your guy if you're in the Liberty community, thelibertyadvisor.com.
Awesome.
Also check out my podcast and stuff.
Tim, thanks so much for joining us here.
Thank
once
you.
Again
really
on Free Talk Live. We got more coming up here from ForkFest 2020 in moments.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
When I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots. So I get the Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
And the Licko Chops. Within a 4-week total, Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. And she loves it.
You won't believe how happy a dog will be.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. We're at Forkfest 2020 at the beautiful Rogers Campground. We're located right here at the top of the hill. Come on up and see us. There's still plenty of time to get out here for the weekend. We're going to be here all the way until Sunday, the 5th. It's Ian and Aria in our remote studio talking with some of the interesting attendees here at this festival. And one person who came up, it appears specifically for Forkfest, because he's been here. Were you here, Jason Henze, all last week as well, and I just saw you for the first time this weekend, or did you just roll up on, what was it, Sunday?
Yeah, I rolled up, I think, Saturday, and then, Saturday evening, and I caught a site on the far end of the family campground area, mm-hmm. and I just hung out there.
Right on. So you're basically here for Forkfest.
Yeah, that was my purpose.
And so, by the way, we're going to continue here with in just a moment, but I also want to say thanks to Bitcoin.com for being a longtime sponsor here on Free Talk Live. If you want to go learn about Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, cryptocurrency, it's a great place to go and get started. The crypto is not going away. You really need to take the time to learn about it, and Bitcoin.com can help you with that. If you are not brand new to crypto, you can go to news.bitcoin.com, get the latest news headlines from across the planet on Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, the world of cryptocurrency. It's Bitcoin.com. Jason, I don't know if we met before at like an Anarchapulco briefly or something like that, but we definitely got to meet this time around, and immediately I found out that you were the guy who got shot, one of two, who was shot. Thankfully, you survived. Sadly, the other guy did not. In Acapulco, this was right before the 2019 Anarchapulco event, and Free Talk Live had been broadcasting from that event for a few, 3 or 4 years or something like that. And we didn't go this year because the organizer kind of botched things up. She ended up actually getting fired after that. But love that event. Anarchapulco is a great event. It's a cool city to visit. You know, people say it's so dangerous or whatever, but for the most part, you can live down there and end up not being shot. It was obviously something that a lot of people talked about. There was a lot of fear from some people about attending that year's Anarchapulco, although it was well attended. It didn't seem to really have the shooting didn't seem to have much of an effect on attendance, but it certainly was on the mouths and the lips of the people who were attending. There were all kinds of theories floating around out there, everything from that this was some sort of a drug vendetta, like the allegation was the guy who was killed was allegedly selling, you know, cocaine or something like that, and the cartel was mad at him for something, and so they did this. There was another allegation that this was a jealous lover or something that targeted this guy. And then there was, I forget, but there was some other theory or whatever. But you were there. You got shot. Can you tell the story? I'm sure you've done this a million times, but now we're going to do it on the radio.
Yeah, I kind of stayed away from the mainstream media. Mm-hmm. I haven't told it too much, maybe like 3 or 4 times type of thing.
Why were you down there in the first place? Let's start at the beginning.
I wanted to apply the non-aggression principle with other people who thought like me, mm-hmm. or so I thought that thought like me, and that wanted freedom.
Yeah.
And that was my whole purpose for moving down there.
So you
moved to Acapulco?
Yep.
Okay.
So you saw freedom people were moving there was the idea. It's nice and warm. It's not like New Hampshire. And you figured you're going to go there and check out the scene, check out the community, and see how you can plug into it, basically?
Yeah. Lily and John were a really big inspiration of moving there.
That's like, who you were staying with?
Yes. Okay. That's who I was with at the time. They were, you know, cannabis activists. They were on a run from the law.
Mm-hmm.
And they were coming
in the United States.
In the United States, and they were coming out with their story in Acapulco, and I saw them as living history in my mind, and I mm-hmm. had to go be a part of what they were doing.
And so you did, and this was, when did you move down there? What year was that?
I first went to Acapulco in September of 2017,
mm-hmm.
and then I went back in December of 2017 after I had gotten rid of a lot of things in my life that was tying me to the States,
mm-hmm.
and it made it easy for me to live down there.
And what did you like about it?
Warm weather, the cheap lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
what I perceived as a robust, active community.
Were you able to make money down there, or were you can you work remotely where you can still work in the U.S. without having to physically be in the U.S.?
Yeah, so I worked remotely. I worked for LibertyTalk.fm at the time.
Oh, okay.
And, hi, Allison. No.
I think they air our show still.
Yeah, she's awesome. And I adore Allison and everything that she does. So anyway, I only earned like $600 a month, and it was more than enough to live down there. Very comfortably. And that's all I could earn because my body was falling apart. I had, you know, pinched nerves all over the place, degenerative disc disease and stenosis that were causing the pinched nerves with inflation or inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so like...
Now, tell me about this because you switched to an all-meat diet.
Yes.
And all of that went away.
Yes. I saw John and Lily. They kind of did it as a joke because there was a couple down there that were very vegan and like militant vegan.
Okay.
And so like John and Lily weren't allowed to be around the militant vegans very often. So they did it as a joke. They did a 30-day carnivore diet and it changed their bodies, transformed it. And I'm thinking, I'm kind of a pudgy guy. You know,
or you were at the time.
I was, I'm not now, but I was kind of a pudgy guy, like fat and all that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, I want the body change, even though I'm miserable and my life is terrible and everything hurts all the time. At least I can look good.
So this is only meat, no breads, no grains, no...
No fruit?
No fruit, no sugars.
No vegetables.
No vegetables.
Man, that doesn't... I mean...
It's not an exciting diet.
Good, no.
It's not an exciting diet. But what it does is there isn't any inflammatory toxins in my body that create inflammation all over the place and allows my back to be free to move around and actually not pinch my spine, which causes the pinched nerves.
Mm-hmm. How quickly did you see or feel a difference changing that diet?
I felt a difference within 7 days, but it was a miserable 7 days. The digestive difference was huge.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, like my stomach felt better. You know, I wasn't getting acid reflux and all that other kind of stuff. Huh. But I was getting real fatigue. It was very difficult. And carbohydrates, I started to have lucid dreams about brownies.
What?
Not even kidding.
So you noticed there was a change. You felt like it was positive, and you kept it up. So this is what, a year and a half, 2 years?
I started this in November of 2018, and I've been kind of with it. I have not been the strictest carnivore out there. Like, I will add sugar to my diet because, I'm a wimp, and I can't go that long without sugar sometimes, and I impulsively grab for the sugar.
Mm.
But I don't do a lot of it. Once I go over 100 grams, I realize, which is like 0.4 pounds or something like that, that is where my body starts to activate inflammation and starts to cause suffering in me.
Mm. Wow. You look great.
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't remember what you looked like before, but you look good now. And I'm glad that you're here, and thanks for coming up here. Let's get deeper into Acapulco. So you went to this place. You started to meet some of the Liberty community, for lack of a better term. And you know Dave and Angel, apparently.
Yeah, they're
right?
Fantastic people.
Good friends of mine. We always go and visit them when we're down there. And, you know, they're always living on, like, some lavish oceanside manor that they're paying like $1,000 or $1,500 a month for. I mean, literally like oceanfront property, just absolutely beautiful place. And they got kind of turned off by a lot of these people that had come down there to Acapulco. We'll talk about that coming up here in a moment. Jason Henza is with us. We'll continue from the beautiful Rogers Campground here at Fort Fest. Go to fortfest.party. You can learn more there. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. The Monetary Evolution comes to Las Vegas. Crypto Vegas is a one-day event featuring some of the brightest and most innovative minds in blockchain technology. Juan Galt, Anastasia Sergeyevna, Lynn Ulbricht, Jim Bell, Elise Sam, Float CEO Kingsley Edwards, and more. Tickets start at $20.20, and you can save 10% on VIP tickets using code FTL at CryptoVegasConference.com. July 18th, join Free Talk Live at CryptoVegasConference.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police in Seattle have cleared out the city's occupied protest zone. They've been in place since the death of George Floyd at the hands of police in Minneapolis. The mayor ordered it. No reports of any clashes with the protesters and the police, many of them dressed in riot gear. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell spoke of the shooting deaths of two people in Seattle's protest zone.
Some reports suggest these two boys were shot by a self-appointed security squad. These are miscellaneous citizens who roamed the area with guns drawn after the occupiers drove the real police out.
In Russia, polling results show that voters have overwhelmingly approved constitutional amendments that would allow President Vladimir Putin to run for another two terms, leaving him as president until 2036. This is USA Radio News. Under growing criticism for his response to the report that Russia paid Taliban fighters to kill U.S. troops in Afghanistan, President Trump says he doesn't believe the intelligence is true. He says he has no concerns over not being briefed in person.
And I'm sure I don't see many things that they don't think rose to the occasion. This didn't rise to the occasion.
He tells Fox Business he believes the Democrats made the whole thing up.
I think it's a hoax. I think it's a hoax by the newspapers and the Democrats.
The family of a missing Fort Hood soldier believes the human remains found on Tuesday are that of Private Viesa Guillen, who disappeared more than 2 months ago. One person is under arrest, and another person reportedly committed suicide. Guillen's sister, Lupe, is critical of the Army investigation.
My mother does not deserve this! I don't deserve this! My family does not deserve this! Vanessa Guillen did not deserve this!
The family is calling for a congressional investigation. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I treat a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're here on what apparently is our ninth day of broadcasting. I had to check the notes. It's been a long week and a half here, but we're not done yet. There's still more to do here at Rogers Campground. It is a beautiful day here. It's sort of alternating between sunny and a shower here and there. Nice and cool out. It's just absolutely splendid.
Yeah, it feels fantastic. I mean, it got really, really hot like an hour ago.
Yep. Yeah,
but it only lasted like 5 minutes, and now it's just...
And then it rained a little bit, and now it's cooled down a bit. So we're here. The sun's come out again. It's Ian and Aria on our remote studio at the top of the hill in Rogers Campground. You can still go to ForkFest.Party. It's definitely not too late to learn about this. And come on up here if you're in New England. It's worth the trip. You get to hang out with some cool, freedom-loving people. And if you're here on Saturday, you'll get to see a rock concert, Aria and her band.
Oh, Captain I have Kick-Ass. To add that, too. Eventify.
Yeah, you do. We'll get into that. We can't talk about that yet. So that's coming up Saturday, and great excuse to come up and just see this beautiful place. If you've never been to New Hampshire before, it's a perfect excuse to come on up here. Jason Henza is with us. He previously was in Acapulco. We've talked about the reason why you ended up heading down there. We're going to continue with that discussion, but also coming up,
Anarchapulco inspired some other events to be created, some similar anarcha fill-in-the-blank style things. There was Anarchadelphia, and then I think there was something in Europe as well. And right now, coming up in just a couple of weeks, basically, you've got, and maybe less than 3 weeks, you've got Anarcho Vegas coming back for year number two. Now, we were there last year for their very first year, and they're doing it again. Despite all the COVID crackdown nonsense, they have found a venue that will host them. And after they lost their initial venue, they found another venue. AnarchoVegas.com, CryptoVegasConference.com, July 18th and 19th. The organizers were here. We interviewed them a couple of days ago, Kingsley and Aaron. Great folks. It was their first time here in New Hampshire as well. There's going to be some great speakers at Anarcho Vegas. Juan Galt, Anastasia Sergevina, Lynn Ulbrich, Jim Bell, Elise Sam, Float CEO Kingsley Edwards. He's the organizer of the event. Also, Anarcho Vegas will feature Jim Bell, Larkin Rose, Ovens O'Brien, G. Edward Griffin. That's a huge name. Walter Block, Amanda Rockwitz, Ernie Hancock, and more. And Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event. Aria, you're planning on going out with us.
I will be there.
Which will be cool. Go to CryptoVegasConference.com or AnarchoVegas.com. You can go to both sites, because if you're going to go to both events, because they're one day apiece on July 18th and 19th, daily tickets are just $20.20. That is very affordable. You can also use code FTL. You'll save 10% if you get the VIP tickets, which are an upgrade. Again, AnarchoVegas.com, CryptoVegasConference.com. We'll look forward to seeing you there. So, Jason, you were down in Acapulco. You were looking for a new place, somewhere where you could connect with other freedom-minded individuals in there, and you were aware that there was a group of them that had moved down there. How would you describe that experience, meeting those folks?
So I left myself open. I wasn't used to meeting new folks. And I'd have to say it was up and down, hit and miss. Some people were fantastic, and then some people, they just didn't know where the line was. Like, where you socially just don't cross that line with people.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe where you don't actually violate a line. So some people wasn't applying the NAP down there. So
the non-aggression principle.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, that's frustrating to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In what ways? Were they just like being aggressive?
Yeah, aggressive, wow. Coercive, scammy. You know, I mean, there are tons of things all over the place with just a few actors in the community, but a lot of people tried really hard, and they wound up getting violated too, and then eventually turning bitter as well as themselves. Mm-hmm. So, like, it didn't create unity.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, and I'd heard that from some folks that I know down there as well, that they were so frustrated by the community that they just disconnected themselves completely from it. They didn't go out anymore with any of the people in the freedom community, just kind of kept to themselves and just enjoying life on their own, basically, down in Acapulco. And ultimately, Acapulco is such a big place. I mean, this is a massive city. I don't know what the population, but it must be millions of people living there. You're not going to have an impact in any sort of meaningful way as a group of voluntarists or anarchists. I mean, it's cool to hang out with people who care about freedom, but then when you find out that, you know, some percentage of them are actually scam artists and they're being, you know, dishonorable, that's a real bummer.
Yeah.
You
know,
to discover that. And that's not to say that in New Hampshire we haven't had those people show up too. There's this sort of opportunist type, right, who they are probably not at all libertarian, not at all voluntarist, but they manage to cloak themselves in the terminology. They learn enough about what we believe that they can sort of, you know, make their way
in.
Yeah, make their way into our circles and then try to take advantage of people. And that manifested itself in, you know, simple ways of sort of just loser style stuff of just showing up and crashing on somebody's couch and never giving them a dime towards, you know, their housing costs or whatever, and then staying over way longer, you know, weeks beyond the time frame that they said they were going to, and just basically ruining all of their relationships with people. So we've had simple things like that. And then there was one story one year at actually the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There's this event called Soapbox Idol that they brought it back this year, I think, and this guy got up on stage and outed his roommate for being a thief.
Wow.
So this one guy who had, you know, he talked the talk real well. We'd had him on our show, this alleged thief in this particular case, and they basically said, yeah, this guy had been stealing our stuff from us. He'd stolen video games, taken them down to the pawn shop. You know, we didn't want to believe it. We just thought that somebody else had taken them, or, you know, some visitor or whatever, but it was actually their roommate, and they confirmed that it was him because the dude had gone to the pawn shop. So they went to the pawn shops, and they said, we're looking for these games. They said, oh, yeah, we've got those games, and here's the person who sold it to us. And it was their roommate.
Goodness.
So dude got called out on stage in front of a huge audience at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. He picked up and left New Hampshire immediately after
that. Yeah, that will kill you here. If you lose your reputation,
it's over.
Yeah, you're sunk, man.
Yeah.
Just be a good person. Be honorable. Be honest.
So it's frustrating.
Yeah, absolutely. For us, we did have one bad actor. We did a similar thing. We tried to get the community together and say, hey, listen, these are the bad actors in the community. We're inviting a bunch of people down here. Maybe we should, you know, start warning people to keep your distance of certain people because they do things that are... They cross boundaries that you don't want crossed.
These are not liberty-friendly people. These are not our friends. They are sociopaths.
They're exploiters, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's frustrating. It's frustrating when you think that there's something really exciting and cool, and then you get into the midst of it and you find out it wasn't what you thought that it was going to be, or that the people are a severe disappointment. How many times have you been up here to this festival?
This is my third time.
Okay. Now, is it your third Fork Fest? Or?
It's my second Fork Fest, my third time being here around this time.
Cool. So you must enjoy it. You've come back.
Yeah, I love decentralized events. That's where I go. I don't really want to go to the centralized events.
Yeah, but most of them are centralized. There are very few that are like ForkFest, where it's just like, all right, here's the days, here's the location, come up, do things, hang out, have a good time. So you're here through this weekend, basically?
Yes, yes.
So back to Acapulco. So you went there, you found out that some people were cool, some people were dangerous, some people were crazy, and one of the crazy people targeted you, right, allegedly?
Yeah, so he did target us for 6 months straight and threatened our lives every day. And
wow.
And one day,
how was he threatening your lives? Like over text message?
Yeah,
or?
through Facebook Messenger mostly, but then he was using as well Wire Messenger.
And
as
was
well.
It literally, I'm going to kill you? Like, what would he say to you?
We're going to send the dogs of Vista Hermosa on you. Or
is this a gang? What's Vista Hermosa? What
no, he just he's a very creative individual. He just say things and it would mean stuff.
Gotcha.
So, like, yeah, he just threatened our lives every day and said, we're going to go down, you know, and all this other kind of stuff. And then he would be sexually harassing Lily as well. He's doing it and stuff like that. And one day we got in a fight with his best friend who he's living with. And the next day there were six men at our door throwing a wall of bullets at us. John died. I was shot three times.
Wow.
And then
did they come?
Away.
Did the shooters come into your home? Because that was the way the story was told originally, that they'd come in and shot you in your home.
No, the shooters never made it into the home. They made it to the gate, and we came down in 15-yard intervals down to the gate. Lily was at the top of the hill, I was mid-hill, and John was at the gate.
Yeah.
And then five men pulled out weapons and started open fire.
So what did you think was going on when you came out to see? There was like, I know you told me off the air there, someone was throwing rocks at your house.
Yeah, I thought they were mad about my car being parked in the street, funny, and they wanted it.
You didn't know these people?
No, no clue. Never seen them before. They'd never been there.
More coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2020. You can go to ForkFest.party, learn more about the event there. On our Wednesday episode, the second Wednesday show that we've done here from Rogers Campground, because we've been here since last Monday, go to ForkFest.party and check that out. Also, want to say thank you to Paza, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. Paza contributes $5 a month to the AMP program, and that allows us to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, which helps us get on new radio stations around the country and bring the ideas of freedom to more people. If you think that's valuable, if you think it's worth $5 a month, you know, the price of a fancy cup of coffee or a cheeseburger or whatever, then please help us out. Join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up with PayPal, credit card, debit card, also Bitcoin, BTC. And you get some cool perks. You get some Denny's for signing up. So we really appreciate it. And
some
thank
Benny's?
You. Benny's. Yeah, like benefits.
Okay. I never knew what that was short for. That's
perquisites. Perquisites, also short. The short version of that is perks. So you get some perks, you get some bennies.
Perks is short for something?
Perquisites, yeah. Perquisite is the full word.
I didn't even know that
until a couple weeks, until a couple years ago. So Ian and Aria here with Jason Henza. And Jason, you've been telling us the horrifying story about what happened to you and your friends in Acapulco, Mexico, which is cited as a very dangerous place. But for the most part, it's always seemed just like any other city to me. I mean, obviously, in a city, there are some dangerous people and some bad things will happen. But for the most part, it's been great for me being down in Acapulco. Unfortunately, you ended up being shot. And this didn't have to do with a gangland drug killing, as some people were alleging at the time, because there was all kinds of rumors about this. Everybody was talking about it before Anarchapulco 2019. We even talked about it a little bit on the air. And you were saying that you believe, and that you have some evidence, I believe, to back this, that it was a disturbed individual who could not get along with other members of the Liberty community down there in Acapulco. He, for whatever reason, decided to target you and your roommates, Lily and John, and was threatening you on a regular basis. Some sort of an issue transpired between you and his roommate, or you guys and his roommate, and then all of a sudden, five or six guys with guns showed up at your front door, basically, at the front gate.
Yeah.
And that's
kind
of where you left the story off.
Yeah, they lit me and John up. John was shot three times, twice in the chest.
You'd come out to see, hey, what's going on? What's all this racket?
Yeah, we came out to see what was going on, and then they just opened fire once we got, like, sort of close to the gate.
Was it pistols? Do you remember what the guns were they were using?
Yeah, pistols.
Wow.
And they were, you know, just randomly shooting everywhere. I mean, there were bullet holes everywhere all throughout the gate and all that stuff. So it was a wall of bullets. It was unavoidable, where we were standing. So, like, it was, you know, John died.
He was the closest.
Immediately. Yeah, he was the closest. He was standing about 5 yards from him. I was about 15 yards from him. And
you took three hits, right?
Yeah, I took one in the wrist at first, and then through the knee, and then one in the chest.
Wow, that's horrifying. And Lily, was she...
Lily was standing at the top of the hill watching everything happen in disbelief.
So she didn't get shot.
Yeah, she did not get shot. And, it looked like, from what we saw online with screenshots that Paul had sent out to people, that that wasn't part of the plan, was to kill Lily.
So this guy, this psycho, hired these dudes...
Yeah.
To go and do this.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It's very reasonable to... He planned it out, took credit for it on Facebook indirectly, and then also sent screenshots of the plan and how exactly we were attacked.
Is this guy in prison right now? Did the Mexican police do anything about this?
So, long story, he's an ex-vet, PTSD, substance abuse issues, a very damaged human being. He's not a monster. I want to remind everybody out there, if... People just hurt, and they do terrible things sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we like forgiveness here, so I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, and about 6 months after he had succumbed to the thoughts in his head and took his own life realizing all the damage that he's done, and he can't recover.
Jeez. Wow. So the government didn't help out, but things went and...
Yeah, no, I didn't want the government to help out. I specifically asked the government to leave me alone.
Really?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
As you're bleeding out from the chest.
Yeah, like I'm in the hospital, you know, and I'm just in a panic mode, and then they wanted me to sign a statement, and I refused the statement.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then they left you alone.
Then I asked them to go away. They all left, all 200 of them.
200
people were surrounding the hospital with big guns.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was quite a scene.
Did you leave Mexico after that?
No. I stayed 6 weeks after that. Mm-hmm. Me and Lily, we went on the run, and we did the best we could with what we had, and mm-hmm. I did have to borrow some money, and I did eventually pay it back. But, yeah, it you know.
Yeah. And so you stayed in Mexico on the run for 6 months.
Who were 6 weeks.
6 weeks, sorry. Who were you on the run from?
Fear.
Okay.
Like, honestly, like, we were just on the run from rumor.
Yeah, you know? Maybe another attack's coming.
Yeah, exactly. And are they coming after you? Are they coming after Lily? What's going on? Or is she going to get deported because the police want to talk to her and stuff like that?
Finish the job.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we went on a run, and this crew, Stateless Documentary, has been following us throughout the entire thing.
Hmm.
5 years of us down, the community down in Acapulco.
So you were in the midst of filming a documentary when this went down.
Yeah, I wasn't a subject. I had no interest in being a subject.
But you are now.
I am now. I was shot, and then I had my moment, and now all they want to do is like, okay, let's get some Henza in this film. And
mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay, so this was in 2019. So 6 weeks later, you leave Mexico. Did you come back to the U.S.? Where'd you go after that?
Oh, yes, I came back to the U.S., and I got some work. I had to work or sell some assets off so that way I could move back down there. And then I moved back down there after I found some work and sold assets off.
So you're back in Mexico?
I'm both.
You're coming okay. back and forth. Okay.
Yeah, I'm both. I actually still work in the States, and then I go mm-hmm. back to Mexico.
How do you do that now? Didn't they lock the border down with COVID, or have you, like, been stuck here since that?
I've been here working,
mm-hmm.
so, like, I really haven't tried to go back yet.
But do you have a house down there, or is it, like...
No, I don't keep a house down
there.
I see.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're, like, delivering things from your van and living there, right?
Yeah, I just
that's
live cool. in my van and zip around the country.
That's nice.
Yeah,
nice to have that. Nice
awesome.
To have that freedom.
Yeah.
So where to next? Are you chilling in New Hampshire for a little while? What's your plan?
Yeah, I'll be here for the entire fest, yeah. and then I might get a... I might ask my dispatch to send me to the next event, and then I can go hang out with people and, you know, start to unite communities and get to know people and then maybe create a bridge across all these miles since I do all these miles all the time.
Mm.
Maybe there's something I can do to help.
That's awesome. Cool. Very cool. So I guess you've been enjoying yourself here so far. It's a slow start to ForkFest this year, but it's always a slow start
sure.
to ForkFest because previously ForkFest has happened prior to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and it sort of leads into it. This year, it's totally different. We're going to have the ForkFest-only week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, so the ForkFest was our lead-in, but a lot of people have obviously left. They didn't know about
sure.
ForkFest or whatever, or they don't have 2 weeks to spend. But we're doing some interesting things here this week. I'm looking forward to seeing who shows up towards the end of the week. It's going to be a good time, and I'm glad you're here, man.
Yeah, thank you very much. There's... how much time do we have left?
2 minutes.
2 minutes. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, if you had something else to say, then now's the time.
Well, I was just going to plug the Stateless documentary
for
my friends, the Bird Murmur Studios.
Okay.
Bird Murmur?
Yeah, Bird okay. Murmur Studios. Okay. It's Lily and Todd. I'm sorry.
Lily's the subject of the documentary.
Kim and Todd, and they're fantastic, lovely people.
How come they're not here with you? They should be here shooting...
I'm not a subject all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I'm a part-time
Lily's the subject, right?
Yeah, well, everyone's a subject.
Everyone.
The entire
okay.
community and how we go forward and everything like that. And
is it just Acapulco, or are they looking at...
They're looking at everything now.
Oh, okay. They should be here, then.
They seem to be expanding, and there are soft plans in the future to expand more, I think.
Yeah, if they can get up to New Hampshire. There's all kinds of interesting characters here, as you well know, to cover. And, of course, we made our own documentary, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, years ago. And so, yeah, all kinds of interesting people here.
Yeah, right now they're looking for the right partner in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's going to be like a larger production, maybe on Showtime, HBO or something.
Wow,
yeah.
That would
so
be
like
incredible.
A multi-part kind of
yeah.
thing?
Yeah, well, you have mm-hmm. the murder in the middle of the documentary in it,
right.
you know.
Yeah.
And a cannabis activist who's on the run from the law.
And, I mean, not that you necessarily know, but where did Lily end up?
She went inland. She got off the coast and got away from the coast.
So she's still in Mexico.
Yeah, she's got a great boyfriend now, okay. and he has a wonderful family that takes care of her.
Cool. I'm glad that worked out for her, at least in that way, and glad that you sat in with us to tell the story.
Yeah, it was very cool.
Thanks, Jason.
Yeah, thank you. Also, if you want to find Stateless Documentary, look for him on Instagram, stateless.doc.
Okay.
And then on Fascist Book, Stateless Documentary.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thanks for the recommendation. Definitely appreciate it. This wraps up our Wednesday episode in week number 2 of ForkFest. You can go to ForkFest.party. You can learn more there. We're going to have hopefully something new to announce probably on tomorrow night's show about ForkFest. A little more organization coming to things.
Well, organization is a strong word.
Decentralized organization. We'll talk about it at that time. In the meantime, you can join us online. You can go to freetalklive.com and also ForkFest.party. See you tomorrow.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had got involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.